Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Zayin. We left off Tes Zayin Amud Beis in middle of the page. We actually have a half an Amud still to go. We were discussing the Mishnah of Rav got into the 4 days of judgment, the 4 periods of judgment, the naming Rosh Hashanah for people. Sukkot is Mayim, I'm not going in order. Pesach is for grains and Shavuos is for fruit. 4 days of judgment throughout the year. And we kind of started focusing on the din of Rosh Hashanah itself, the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment, Malchus Shecharin Shefers, the dinim, the ideas behind Tekiah, Tekiah Shefer. Then we got into eight members of Rabbi Yitzchak starting off with a tshuva, regarding a person being saved from judgment. So Yitzchak's first member was about Tekiah Shefer. Second member was about, again, Tekiah Shefer, from Tekiah Shefer at the beginning of the year, it's a bad year in the end. Then we got into pouring our hearts out of Rosh Hashanah. Then he got into a person who's judged by Shev Rasham. Then he got into, I'm going through them quickly, then he got into the 3 things that cause the person's chait to be remembered. Kaisa Ru'ua, Iyan Tefillah, the bad Iyan Tefillah, and the Meisur Din HaChaveray. Then we said that 4 things rip up a person's Gzar Din, namely Tztaka, Tzaka, or crying out, changing one's name, changing one's actions. And then lastly, we had spoken out that the 7th thing we spoke of Yitzchak was that a person is supposed to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. And the 8th and final one could be, we actually read this yesterday, we're reading it quickly, Amar Yitzchak with 5 lines to the white lines. Amar Yitzchak, Chayav Adam Tarez Asma Beregel, a person is required to retire himself on Regel. Shanam, like it says the Pasuk, Venevlasam, lays to go. It says the Pasuk that one should not touch the Nevelos. This is talking about the Pasuk by Yom Tif. It says not touch the Nevelos, which makes one Tame. Now the Mar elaborates, how does that tell you that you're not supposed to become Tommy, you're supposed to make yourself Tarif Yom Tif? We'll see in this price. Tanam Hachi, when Vasa Blaise goes, says the Pasuk, one should not touch the Nevela, Yachiyu, Yisrael Muzarim, Al Maga Nevela. Avati Kaisos Muzar, not touch the Nevela, meaning Kaisos at large, even non Kahanim, are warned about not touching the Nevela, not become Tommy, Talmud Lamer, Emre Lakayan Minarin, but the Pesukim of Tumas Mace, it directs its attention to the Kahanim, Pashat Emre. Emre Lakayanim Minarin. We learn from there, Bnei Aaron Muzar, Bnei Yisrael and Muzar. When it comes to Tumas Mace, Bnei Aaron and Muzar from Tumas Mace, not Bnei Yisrael. Halachah of Kavah Chaimer, so now we can make Kavah Chaimer. Matam Chamura, Tumas Mace, Trus Chamer, Kahana Muzar, Yisrael and Muzar. Tumas Mace is Chamer, goes for 7 days, as much stronger terms, but stronger status of Tumah. Yet, who's warned about it? Only Kadam, not Yisraelim. Yisraelim aren't warned against Tumas Mace, certainly to Makala, such as the Tumah of Nevela, which is more lenient Tumah. Loi, it's only 1 day Tumah. Loi Kolshkein, certainly Yisrael should not be warned against that Tumah. If that's the case, what's the Pasuk saying when it says, Uman Vasmai to go, don't touch the Vela? Elamata Blum Vasmai to place to go, it means on Yom Tov, regel, specifically on regel, one should be careful not to become Tummy. That's a Raya, that a person is Chayiv, as Rizik says, Adam Matar Asma Regal, one is Makhayiv to make himself Tar, he should go to the Mikvah Regal. And we, if we didn't mention it, when we touched the Gemara yesterday, it is a discussion in the Achreinim, how vite that goes till today, meaning today that we're anyway Tumas Tumas Mace. So even when we go to the mikvah to get rid of the Tumas Sheretz or the Tumas Nevela or the Tumas Keri, we still have an overriding Tumas Tumas Mace without the Hazav, Shlishi, and Shvi. Is it still a Chiyiv? Is it still a mitzvah? Is it still an obligation? Maybe an Inyan mitzvah. We go. We certainly go. Every Kippur, almost everyone goes. Adi Abtevim, many people go. But is it still an obligation? It's actually Machlekes Achreinim, whether one can make a bracha on this tefillah, being that we're still going to be still could be tummy with Tumas Mace. It's a machlekes. Some achronim say yes, you can make a bracha even. Others say a bracha you can't make because there's still on us other tummas. Okay, so let's go further. Amar Kuspidai Amar Beichan, one of the more famous gemaras in all of Shas. Certainly in this Mesechta, I know I said that about the Mishnah yesterday, but it's true. I was actually referencing to the whole daf yesterday, and this gemara is really one of the more famous ones. We learned this as little kids in yeshiva already. 3 svarim opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Achas Rosham Gemurim, one of Rosham Gemurim, Achas Tzadik Gemurim, one of Tzadik Gemurim, V'yachad Shal Beinim, and one sefer of the Beinim. And the Gemara elaborates. Tzadik Gemurim Nechtam Al Altul Chayim. Rabbi Yechanan says, B'shem, it's Rav Kuspidai, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Tzadik Gemurim are signed and sealed immediately for Chayim. Rosham Gemurim Nechtam Nechtam Al Altul Misa. Rosham Gemurim are signed and sealed immediately for Misa. And the Beinim Tzlimaim Dim Rosh Hashanah Adim Kippur. They Tully and Aymed for Rosh Hashanah Adim Kippur. Zachuf Tzeicha Nechtam Nechaim Nechtam Nechaim. If they're not Zeicha, they're written in for death. This is actually a Gishmak Adiyak here that Rabbi Kanna pointed out to me. You should say at the end of 10 days of Zachu, Nechtamim L'chayim. And Nechtamim means you see that the Beinanim, even when there's Zaycha, it's a Ksiva. It's a Ksiva L'chayim, it's a Ksiva Mavis. They're still in that, they're still a little bit in that middle stage. Yes, it's L'chayim, the Gzar Din is Yom Kippur, but it's still a Ksiva, not a Chasima. It's a Diak in Lashon. Okay, now what are we talking about over here when we talk about that the three Sfarim are opened up? Rishayim right away L'misa. I should go with the positive first. I take him right away L'chayim. What are we talking about? So Taisus learns, this is Taisus Shita, and other Rishayim agree with Taisus, that we're talking about what's a tzaddik? Rav Schuyas. First has more merit than Averis. He's a tzaddik. What's a Rasha? That's studying Gemurim. What's Rishon Gemurim? More Averis, more sins than Maisa Tevin. And Beinim is right in the middle. Which, two things come out of this. Number one, very few Beinim. Beinim and Mamish right in the middle. Equal. How many people are right in the middle? Most people will either be tzaddikim or Rishon. Number one, according to Tevin. Number two, according to Tevin, very Shmer was saying they're written for life and written for death. Every person that dies had more Averis than mitzvahs. And every person that lives had more mitzvahs than Averis. We see now, we don't know. We're not exactly experts in knowing every person with the ins and outs of their private actions, but we have a pretty good handle on people that seem to be terribly Averis, or people that seem to be wonderful tzaddikim, and it doesn't necessarily fit the bill. People that seem to be wonderful tzaddikim die, and people that do terrible Averis seem to live. Taisus said, the Shitasa explains beautiful. We're not talking about this world. This is a famous discussion. We're not talking about in this world. We're talking about Legabe Eilam Haba. The question is, for this year in their life, and of course a person still has the end of his life to ultimately complete that picture. The question is, at this point of his life, for the past year, was he a Ben Elam Haba for this past year or not? And that's a psak. And once there's a psak, changing his overall status, you know, one way or another, has to go against that overriding psak. But again, according to Taisus, we're talking about for the next world. It's Elam Habatik psak, not an Elam Hazatik psak, and therefore, it fits very well with the Rav Averis Russia, right, mitzvah tzaddik, and the Beinim are very small and very a small sample size of people. Ramban argues, he says that no, l'chaim l'mavis means in this world. It means l'chaim l'mavis means in this world, but he has a whole different interpretation. Tzaddik gomer, l'shem gomer is a little bit shver, but tzaddik gomer, Rosh gomer, doesn't mean a person who's a tzaddik gomer or a person who's Rosh gomer. It means a person who's tzaddik badin. Comes Rosh Hashanah this din. People that are right away nitztak badin. We're not getting involved with where their status are, whether they're, again, the Lashon Tzaddik Gomer, Rosh Gomer, Beinanim, not as Gishmak, according to Ramban, but the point is, we mean in this context someone who's nitztak badin. He was righteous din, like if it's Tikkun Tzaddik Vashir or Russia. Someone who's nitztak badin, he's written right away L'chaim. Someone who's right away Hirshia badin, he's lost his din, he's right away L'misa. And the Beinanim are the people that wasn't right away Kapaskim one way or another. So we're not defining what this person is in the terms of his Averis, his mitzvahs, where he is in the totem pole. His percentage is all that, like Tais is saying. According to Ramban, the Lashon Tzaddik and Russia is about what his psak was. Was he right away Paskin as a Tzaddik, or right away Paskin as a Russia, or none of the above? According to Ramban, there could be a much bigger kavutz of people that are Beinanim, because again, it's really just a sprach about whether the person was successful as being a tzaddik or unsuccessful right as being a Russia or somewhere between. That's Rabban's malach. There is a third malach. Really, it does align. It aligns, you could say, I mean, we'll see what aligns in a second. It could be more tesis, but it aligns with the Rabban in terms of the amount of people that are banging him. Because Sefer Chinuch learns that tzaddik gomer, to answer our question, tzaddik gomer means someone who doesn't have a single avera. One who didn't do avera the entire year, only has mitzvahs. He's pasul l'chaim. Yes, find me a person. No one's ever going to find such a person. Who knows if you can find the person that didn't want to do a one of the whole year? He's for sure going to live. Could be. Yeah, we have no proof that's not the case. Rasha gomer is someone who's completely a rasha. No mitzvahs. All averus. Again, that person will certainly die, and we have no proof that there's such a person out there that did only averus and didn't die. So the question we had when we explained Taisus is no longer shver. But according to the Sefer Chinuch, Beinim is basically everyone. Most 99.9% of people are not part of that population that did only mitzvahs and no averus, or only averus, chalila, no mitzvahs. So therefore, the Beinim is really basically everyone according to the Sefer Chinuch, and the Sefer Chinuch can go now with l'chaira either the malchim. It could be amazeh or amabah. He can fit with either of the malchim. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Amar Bavin. Micro, what's the passage that references these three different svarim? Yimach b'sefer chayim im tzadik amalei kasevu. We darsh as follows: Yimach b'sefer zesefer shoshan gemurim, chayim zesefer shoshan tzadikim, v'im tzadik amalei kasevu zesefer shel beinim. It's referenced to three different books. Ranach b'itzchak b'marcha, a different pasuk. V'im ayna, this is a pasuk. Actually, it's interesting being this pasuk second, because this pasuk is this pasuk is a pasuk in Chumash, the first pasuk we quote is the pasuk in Tehillim, right? Kapitel Samach Tes. This pasuk we're quoting is the pasuk before us by Moshe Rabbeinu lobbying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's Kisisa probably, where after the eagle, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, either forgive Klal Yisrael, and if not, take me out of the Torah. That's actually a pasuk Chumash. Interesting that we present this pasuk second. Vim ein mecheni na m'sifrecha, shechasavta, mecheni na, zesef v'shesh v'sharim. Erase me now. That refers to the book of Rishayim being erased. Misifrecha is Misifrecha Tzadikim. So Mechenina is Rishayim. Misifrecha Tzadikim. Asher Kasavta is Misifrecha Tzabeinim. Again, another reference to Jewish for these three from Tanya. We have a Braisa, similar topic, but both Rashi and Taisa jump in and say over here. Taisa again already said this on last Gemara, essentially, but Rashi over here backs up and agrees to Taisa that we're talking about, to be clear in the Gemara, we're talking over here not about this world. This is certainly talking about the ultimate judgment, Yom HaDin, Achamei V'Esrim. Beshama Imrim. Shoshki does Yom HaDin. There's three groups of people when it comes to Yom HaDin. This means, by Tchias HaMesim, and Allah's loving. Achash HaSadik Gemurim, Achash HaMashag Gemurim, Achash Beinim. Again, the same three groupings, but we'll see in a second, I'll be clear that this is the title of here. We're talking about loss of love. We're talking about after 120. So one of Tzadik Gemurim, one of Mishan Gemurim, and one of Beinim says the Braisa further. Tzadik Gemurim, Nechtam, Lalt, L'chai Eilam. Tzadik Gemurim are signed and sealed right away. L'chai Eilam. Clear. Eilam Abba. Mishan Gemurim, Nechtam, Lalt, L'chanim. They get signed and sealed immediately again. So it's a parallel to the way Taish was learning the prior Gemurim about every year, Rosh Hashanah, for every person, there's a psak on his status, Eilam Abba, right away in this world. On Rosh Hashanah, this is what, after 120 years, same idea, psak for Tzadik Gemurim, Chayelim, Rishon Gemurim, like Henim, Shenem, Rabbi Mishene, Admas, Afer, Yakitsu, Eile, L'chay Olam, Eile, Charafes, Lidra, and Olam. So we have those go, some go L'chay Olam, others go for shame and for to be downtrodden forever, that's Gehenim. And Beinim Yardim, the Beinim Yardim Gehenim. The Beinim go to Gehenim, meaning, so just like the ones that are fully Rishon are going down to Gehenim, Beinim also go to Gehenim, however, top of his animal, Mitzav Sev Vailan, Rashi, top words of the page, Tzayakim Ubeichim Etech Esurim, they're not going to get punished. However, Sha'achas Vailan, they go for a short period of time, they get cleansed, so to speak, and then they come up, Mitzav Sev, like they float, they come back up. Mitzavsefim, actually Mitzavsefim, they touch as that's part of the tzayak and obeichim. Va'ilim is they come back up. Shemar vaveisi es hashlishes ba'ish v'tzraftim kitzrefes kesef v'chantim kifchenes sub. So it refers to purifying the silver, purifying, refining the gold. Hu yikur v'shmi bani en I say he calls out my name and I will answer it. Valeim amrchana Hashem emispechaya meir choyel v'yal kash baruch hu makes memes umechaya. He puts to death, brings to life, brings down to Sheol's the Gehenim, the Yol, and brings up. Bezil Imrim, Rav Chesem, Mat Rav Chesem, Bezil says that Akash Baruch Hu is Rav Chesem, means he, Mati, tilts the scales towards Klap Chesem. So these basically Bezil's, I don't want to say arguing, but he's saying that even though you're right that the Beinim theoretically should be the deserving to get a small cleansing Gehenim, Akash Baruch Hu is Mati Klap Chesem, and they don't even have to do that short stint in Gehenim. Mati Klap Chesem, they don't have to go to Gehenim at all. Falem Amr David Avti Kishma Hashem is Kaili. That's the pasuk we say. It's in Kufta Zayin, in Tillim. We say that in Halal, of course. David Mel says, Avti Kishma Hashem is Kaili. Hashem heard my voice. Falem Amr David Kol Parsha Kulo. That Leisi Vleishu. I was poor, but yet Hashem saved me. I was poor. I wasn't worthy to be saved with mitzvahs. I was really a Beinoni, and yet Hashem saved me anyway, and I didn't have to go to Gehenim. Says the Gemara, Vaiter within the categories of sinners, Peshe Yisrael Begufan, those who are Peshe from Klal Yisrael, the sinners of Klal Yisrael, Begufan with their body, U'Peshe Umas El Begufan, and the Peshe of Umas El with the Guf, Yerd Neganim, they go to Ganim, and they live for 12 months to, being purified, being cleansed. After 12 months, their body is totally consumed, and even the Neshama is burnt, and the wind scatters their ashes under the soles of the tzaddikim, shem v'aseisim rishayim ki yu efer tachas kapeis ragleichem. Avo. Now that's already a madrega. So we've already had the people that's thinking more right to Gereden. We had the rishayim that we said go to Gehenim, and then we just gave a little more elaboration about these rishayim who are peshe Yisrael, peshim in general, begufan. We also had the beinim, which we said either go down for a small time, or according to Basil, go down for no time. Okay. Now we just had again lachar elaboration of those peshim begufan, which is, means when we say you go to Gehenim, it's for 12 months. And then they get, their ashes are scattered under the tzaddikim. Now we get to even a worse madriga. Avaminim, vamaisarais, vapikursim. The minim rashi teaches are those that are, they turn over the Torah's words, meaning they're tztukim, by suisim, they teach the machas Shabbos, by sfira means that every year the sfira starts on a Sunday, right? And so he says on a Sunday, they don't teach to be machas Shabbos, like the chazal teaches means the day after the first day of Pesach, whatever the day of the week it is, the next day starts sfira, they teach to mean Sunday, and so on and so forth. They don't believe the drash chachamim, and therefore they spin over the Torah means hamesaris, that's meisar, that someone who gives over snitches to the to the government, on people that they curse him. Abikursim, Rashi explains those people that mevazet him in chamim, shekafer b'teira, and those that are kafer in the teira, the teira mesinai, teira b'shemayim, v'shekafer t'chazmesim, those that are kafer in t'chazmesim, v'shepirshim b'dachim tzibur, those that separate themselves from tzibur. Rashi takes this group out. Rashi says that this is really a description of everyone. Everyone in this listing that we're saying, minim, meisrim, abikursim, kafer b'teira, kafer t'chazmesim, these are all people that are Pirshim Dakatiba, that's what Rashi learns. It's all, so really it should be like a title. It's a main subject for all the cases below, but take it out of this list. That's Rashi. However, others argue, Rambam lets you learn to know. Unbelievable. Pirshu Medakatiba means a person who didn't do any of the averis on this list. He's not one of these seemingly terrible people on this list, but he did separate himself from Klal Yisrael. He wanted to be on his own, separate, and that alone warrants this terrible outcome. And those who put their fear in Eretz Chaim, the Mers elaborate what that is shortly. And those who are chaytu machte, terrible, one who's chaytu and caused others to sin as well. They put the avodah up on the way up to Yerushalayim. These people go to Gehenim and they're there for deirei deiris. So they don't just go for 12 months. They're there for deirei deiris. Anashim Gehenim kala ve'emen kala. If you read the end of the pasuk, it sounds like Gehenim will stop, but they're not going to stop. Meaning Gehenim will end, but their status in Gehenim will not end. Obviously, it sounds like a little bit of a stira. If Gehenim is going to end, how could it be that their status in Gehenim won't end with the end of Gehenim? And Marash already has the stira. So the simple answer, the Rishonim already discuss it. What it just means is that there will come a time when Gehenim will no longer be around for the other types of people, whether it's Preshim Begufam, whether it's according to the side of the Beinamin, you even have to go for a small stint, for that Gehenim will be gone. But the Gehenim that was here for these people, for these Apikorisim, these Maestrim, these Minim, that Gehenim will always be around. That's what it means. Gehenim in general may stop, but for these people, Gehenim will still exist. Says the Pasuk Gemara further, Shenem Vetzurim Lechal Yisrael, their form will outlast Levali Shol. It'll be around past Shol. Past Shol itself is Gehenim, and their Tzura, their form will still be around. It means like their souls will be around suffering in their Gehenim after the general Gehenim is gone. Why? Because they stuck their hands against the Zvul. Zvul means, in this context, the base of Migdash. It means the place of dwelling. It means the base of Migdash. Shenemar, Mizvul Loi, Vein Zvul, base of Migdash, Shenemar, Bana, Benisi, base of Zvulach. About that, Mechana said, Hashem should, those that, Hashem, Yechatim Rivam, Akash Baruch Hu, those who fight with you, those who argue with you, should be shattered. So these people, because they caused the base of Migdash to be destroyed, therefore they suffer this eternal condemnation to a Gehenim, even when the general Gehenim is gone, they'll still be in Gehenim. The obvious question is that, that was great when the Beis Hamikdash Nebuch was destroyed. What about the description of these people could exist after the Beis Hamikdash? How is that going to be relevant? They didn't, to say that they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash wasn't around anymore after you know, the generations of Churban Bayis. So the Aruch Ler tells so beautiful, I think other Acharonim as well, that we have the Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas says, I think it's Gemara Brachas, that, yes, it is, that any generation that doesn't build the Beis Hamikdash in its days, Kilu Charva. Right? We know that we always think of there's a Churban Bayis back in those days. Us, you know, we never could have a Beis Hamikdash to start with, so we're not as bad. No. If we don't have the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt in our days, it's the same Madrega as if it was Chunecha in our days. If we were on a Madrega that we wouldn't have the Beis Hamikdash destroyed in our days, it would actually be rebuilt in our days. The same counterintuitive, one may think you need more to rebuild it. No, we don't. And therefore, if it's beautiful, these people, throughout the darkness, even if the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, they're the ones causing that it won't be rebuilt. And therefore, it fits the same idea that's still considered Peshi Yabbisville. That is the Peshach based on the Aruch Lener, based on the Gemara Brachos. Amar Bitzmaravan, Ufnam Daimon Lushalik Deira. The faces of these people are these people that are all the way in Shaul. This goes back actually on the people that have to go to Shul for a short time, top of the Amud, Mitzafsim, and they go for a short time and come back up. So, talking about these people, pay them the Shulik there, the face resemble the bottom of a pot, from Rava, Inum Shapir, Shapir, Begoyim Chuza, Mekar Bnei Gehenim. These are like the fancy, handsome people in Bnei Mechuza, the ones that are living the life, living the Gosh mystic life. They're called the sons of Gehenim. Again, they're there shortly and they come up. That's the ones referring to in this. In this mushal, the diamond l'shulik deira at the bottom of the pot, they're there temporarily, and then they through their brief stay, they they get to come out. The point of the mashal, the Rishonim, ready mashal, the Ritva prior, say, the mashal is that when you get to the bottom of a pot, no matter how much you scrub it, there's always those black stains. There's always some black streaks. You can never fully clean the bottom of a pot. These people, even after they go through their little mitzvah and their little purging and they come out, they're still going to remain. They're not going to be the same as the fully righteous. They're going to always have that stain on them. Amamar. Basically, I remember Rav Chesed, not the Kapi Chesed, basically argued and said that you don't have to be mitzvah if these bainanim. They, Akash Baruch Hu leans towards Chesed and they get out of jail free card. They don't have to go to Hanam at all. I'll bring the third into the fire. Didn't we say the middle group, the third, is the Bainim, and they're going to go into the fire even if it's just a short time, but they go to get him for a bit? No. That pasuk is talking about those who did Paisha Yisrael Begufan, which I haven't explained what that means yet. The Paisha Yisrael Begufan, that's the ones that go to get him. Says my Paisha Yisrael Begufan, for Amen Les Latakanta. Didn't we say the Paisha Yisrael Begufan have no takana? Didn't we say that they have no remedy, the Paisha Yisrael Begufan? Says the Gemara, no. There's different madrigas. Kilas Latakanta Breva Bainis. When you have a Peshis or Begufan, which we have some explain what that means, and they have Roiv Avainas, the Peshis with the Guf, and they also have more Averis than Merit, that combination means they go 12 months, get fully burnt, and their ashes go beneath the Tzadikim. But we are talking about a Beinani, so a Beinani without Peshis or Begufan, we're saying now, Mazaka Pechasad, he doesn't go to him at all. And a Beinani with Peshis or Begufan, meaning amongst his Averis are something that's considered a Peshis or Beguf, so the verse spells out for us, Hacha Mechtam Avinus Mechtas Chuz, talking about someone who's 50-50. This Bu Nami amongst the Avinus is Avin the Peshis of a Gufan. He has to at least go into Gehenim. Vim Lav. But if he has 50-50 without a Peshis Yisrael Begufan type of Avira, then Rav Ches Mat Rav Ches doesn't go to Gehenim at all. So just to go over the Madregas that we have, maybe leaving them out. But we'll go from the negative to the positive. We have the Madrega of the Apikurus of the Minim. That group, they stay in Genim forever. You know, after Genim ends, they're still in Genim. We then have the people that are Reva Virus, and they are Peshe Yisrael, with the Peshe Yisrael Begufam. Those people, less with the economy, they go to Genim for 12 months, and their ashes end up being, after being cleansed 12 months, it's just their ashes that are left, and they go under the feet of the Tzadikim. We then have the people that are 50-50. They're Beinanim. And they're Peshe Yisrael Begufan, so they're Beinanim, and they have a Peshe Yisrael Begufan amongst their 50-50, so they're already a little better. They only have to go for a short stint in, because only 50-50, they go for a short stint in Gehenim, and they come out, not just their ashes that go under the Tzadikim, they come out, but they still have to be in Gehenim for a short stint. Then we have the 50-50 people without any Averis of Begufan, they don't go to Gehenim at all, according to Beis Hillel, because they get that saving grace of Matah, Klapei Chesed, and of course you have the Tzadikim that go straight to Elam Haba, of course, they're not even... They don't even need the Matah Klapei Chesed. They automatically already go straight to Mabba. V'aleim, back to the end of the Braisa. Aleim Amar David, Ahavti Yikish B'Hashem. All about these people, David said, Ahavti Yikish B'Hashem. Again, there's a Kosh Baruch Hu hearing the voice of those that are in the middle, and he's saving them from even their small stint in Gehenim. That's the possibility we referenced before. Darsh Rava, Maidach Siv, Ahavti Yikish B'Hashem. What does it mean? Amar Kesh Shol, Afnei Kosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe Shalom, Eim Asayini Ahuv V'Vanecha. When do we consider love in front of you? B'Zman Shat HaShemei Kol Tachnunai. When you hear the Kerel of HaTachnunai, Talaisi V'Yeshu Apish Adalani Min HaMitzvahs Lino Yeshia. Even though I don't have a lot of mitzvahs, even though I'm Madrega 50-50, still, it was Noah for you to save me, and you saved these people, these Beinanim, from Gehenim. That's what that pasuk is referring to. You hear the Kol Tachnunim, and you saved us from punishment, even when we're just at the 50-50 stage. Okay, we didn't explain yet a few things. We didn't explain what the Peshe Sober Gufa was, and also, if you remember, we had a list of those people that were terrible, the worst. The Maestrim, the Apikarasim, the Minim. We also had on that list those people that are Nasnu Chitisim Baritz Chayim. They put their fear in the Eretz Chaim. We'll explain that as well coming up right now. Peshis Ob Gufan, my name, what the Peshis Ob Gufan? People that sin with their guf, Amarava, Karkaftad Lemanat Tfilin, a head, a skull that doesn't have tefillin on it, that's considered a Peshis Yisrael, big gufa. Peshis Ob Gufan, that's my Peshis Yisrael. Peshis Ob Gufan, what does that mean? Amarava Baveira, that means Arayas. Now, Chira Vada Arayas also would apply to Peshis Yisrael, big gufan. That would also be a case of Peshis Ob Gufan. We just mean for a yid, even less than Arayas, we'll call it, even not wearing tefillin, would be Peshis Ob Gufan. There is a big discussion about this. We have the Taisha says, we're talking about someone who doesn't wear tefillin because it's buzzing to him. A guy who sometimes didn't wear tefillin, it's terrible. Avera, he's bat mitzvah a tefillin, but let's say he didn't do it because he's OCD, he's scared he's going to have a not going to have a gufnaki, which is, but it's a false, you know, it's a false excuse. It's not really, it's just, he's just overprotective in the wrong way. That type of thing is not going to be called a patient's self. It means someone who's doing it out of bazayin. He doesn't want to, he's being mivaz the mitzvah. He's not interested. That is a question of begufan, and that such a person is going to be, is considered on that, is on that list of what we said before, of 12 months of Gehenim, Peshtel Begufan. However, that's Taisfis, that's others as well. Before we get to the however. The Uraim furthers Taisfis' notion and takes it even a step further. Even if the guy's lazy, the guy's negligent. Not just that he was scared of a Gufnaki or some other good excuse. He's mamish lazy and negligent. Still, that's not Peshtel Begufan. He's been Vatla Say, it's terrible. Pitla Say is not to be minimized, but it's not Peshtel Begufan, it's that Madrega. Rather, only when he's mevazet, he doesn't want to wear tefillin, I'll speak to him, that's when it's a problem, that's Uraim, even elaborating further than Taisus. However, this is the opposite side that I was starting to say before, that's the Torah. The Torah's lashon is, a person who doesn't wear tefillin, me'ezet tam she'iya. That means any reason. Sounds like there's no guidelines. If he's not wearing tefillin, lazy, negligent, that's all considered peishis ha'begufan. The Ran explains that even though we're talking about tefillin, lav dafka, kriyish might be the same. Any chashav asay, I mean, all asay is a chashav, maybe a bad term, but any asay like tefillin, like shema, that one just neglects to do, that would be called peishis ha'begufan. However, the Ritva says no. The Pasha's peishis ha'begufan really means karas. Like by the Gayim we said, it's arayas. Arayas, which is like a chiv karas type of thing, by Yidin as well, it's chiv karas. That's really what peishis ha'begufan would normally mean. It was a chiddush that a mitzvah say derech bezayin, like by tefillin, that's also called by shisab begufa. So according to the Ritva, it wouldn't necessarily apply to other asays like pitul zman kriya, not saying kriya shema, or some other asay. Dafka tefillin, where there's a stronger bezayin to the tefillin, even though it's an asay, that there was a chiddush that adjoins that group, even that could be called a by shisab begufa. Okay, it's machlokes nashayim, but that's the general yisay of peishis yisrael begufa or peishin umasal begufa. Says it more further, v'she. Nasnu chitisim by Eretz Chaim. He said those who put their fear Eretz Chaim. What's that? Famous idea in the Gemara. Amar Chizda. Sam Franis Amatle Misisera Tzibur Shem Shemayim. That's like the leader of the community who flexes his might and instills unnecessary fear on the community. Not Lashem Shemayim. That's a person who's slapped together with the mean and mappy curse him, and they he's in Gehenna forever. Amar the Rav. Any person who's in a position of power and he's leader of the community and he instills fear for no reason on the community, therefore people feared him. And what's the end of the pasuk? If he won't see chachmei, meaning his children, he won't see chachmei from his children, he won't be successful with his children if he mishandles his power and he instills unnecessary fear in the people. Hello, Ayman. We said before in the Brayse, Basil says Rav Chesed Mata Kapi Chesed. Rav Chesed means that Kosh Baruch Hu tits the scale to Chesed. The Beinim don't have to go to Gehenim at all. They get to go out through Mate to Chesed. It avoids the Gehenim for the Beinim. Hey Chiyavid, how does Kosh Baruch Hu do it? How does he tip the scales? Rav, it sounds like a very technical question. The Merv has three options. Rav Lazar Eimer Kaif Shai. When you have a scale, you have the mitzvahs on one side, and the other side. So if you want the mitzvahs to win, they have to be lower down. So Kosh Baruch Hu adds weight, so to speak. He depresses the merits in order that it should win. What's his pasuk? Shinemar Yashav Yerchameo Yichpeish Abenesenu. Yichpeish means like he depresses our averus. He outweighs them by weighing down the mitzvahs. Rav Yisrael Chanin Eimer opposite. Neisa, he carries the side of the averus. He lifts it, makes it light, so that the merits will weigh down. Shinemar Neisa Averel Pesha. And Kosh Baruch Hu carries the avera Averel Pesha. Tandevei Bishmal, a third Malach, and this will be seen in our slichas mavi rishon rishon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu removes chet pechet, removes the chet pechet v'cheni mida, and that's Tak the Mara says, and that's the mida of Rav Chesed of removing chet pechet. Once he removes them, it's able to have that the scale weighs down towards the size of the mitzvah. So either depressing one side, lifting the other side, or actually removing chet pechet. The first question discussed, it could be enough community even within removing chet pechet. Sounds like we're going to deflect it in a second. It sounds like Hakadosh Baruch Hu like totally erased some of the chataim, even within lifting up and putting down, it could be enough kmina. It's not just the semantics, not just the words, not just the description. Maybe that's all it is, but it could be a big enough kmina in terms of the tshuva the person has to do. If Akash Baruch Hu is simply weighing down the mitzvahs by adding weight to it, that means all the averus is still there. He's not taking away any of the weight, so to speak, of the averus. He's just adding more weight to the mitzvahs. But if he's taking away some of the weight of the averus by lifting up the averus, it could be it also lightens the load of tshuva. It's also part of what Akash Baruch Hu is doing. Perhaps, it lightens the load of tshuva. That's what someone would say. That's the difference in the fundamental approach between Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yisrael, and certainly Tanu Beis Shmuel seems to be taking that approach. However, this notion that he doesn't have the severity anymore, according to Tanu Beis Shmuel, is a clear mistake. Meaning, even though Akash Baruch Hu is Mavir Rish Mishan, it's clear they still exist. They're not disappeared. V'araya, look next verse of Gemara, Amarava, V'avinatzmein inimchek. The oven itself is not erased. The ikaruba avin is machshav b'dayah. Let's just do the math. Let's say the person has 100 averus, 100 mitzvahs. So the scale is even. Let's assume we're equal severity. 100 mitzvahs, 100 averus. He's mamish equal. So he's a beinoni. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mavir rishon. So the scales of the mitzvahs now outweigh. But if he does another aveira, he has an extra mitzvah yet. So it's still be 100-100. Just some of the averas are not on the scale in order to make it weigh even, in order to weigh in the favor of mitzvah, of merit. If he now does another aveira, he now actually has, together with the aveira that was removed, put it back on the scale. He now has more averas than mitzvahs, and that's exactly what we do. It's not gone forever, it's gone. So long as he doesn't add another aveira, it's gone. But if he adds another aveira, it comes back. It's chazer v'nira. Says Gemara Amarava, this is a big insight. It's going to take us all the way to Ambeis. A person is Marbidesh, a person who is he's forgiving in his he's not exacting in his measures. When someone baffles him, he's forgiving. When someone doesn't give the proper covet, he's forgiving. When someone embarrasses him, he's forgiving. And I love him, but an elven. Right? This is the Rama writes amazing Madriga, but it's really a huge merit to be Zecha Mavirna Kapashav. His Averis and Shemayim also forgiven. Shemaresa Avan Vaivra Pesha. What do we darshan? The Mina Avan Dukash pardon. Who does he carry? Whose Averis does Hashem carry? Levisha Avra Pesha. One who people sin against him and he overlooks it, Hashem is going to overlook. It's obviously a very clear mitzvah. It's a massive schus. That's what we try to promote everyone to be meichel everyone else when it comes to Yom HaDin, be meichel others, because that's a good merit to get and be zeichet and mechila for oneself. A story that relates to this, Nebuch got sick, all of Rav Papa came to visit and see how he's doing. When he saw him, he's like, oh, this is not all good. He's on the brink of Yenevelt. He told the people, go get the shrouds. Go get the tachrichin. It's guess what? Rav Huna Beit Yeshua got better. Rav Papa was embarrassed to see him because he kind of wrote him off. My chazus, they said, Rav Huna, what did you see? And I guess the part of the story that was relevant, because that's not going to be relevant, the part of that, it's not going to come back to this part, the part of it is, he was taka so close to Yenevelt that Rav Papa wrote him off, and therefore they asked him, what did he see? He saw things that normally people don't see. That's the point of this. What did he see? He saw it as follows. Amalu Enachrami. He said, Rav Papa was correct. I was that close to dying. I was supposed to die. I was taka supposed to die. Not somebody looked like I was about to die. I was supposed to die. And you know what happened? Vamlo Kosh Brachu, Halvle Mukim Bimile, Letakmate. Akash Brachu said in the heavenly court, since this is a person who's never makbid on his own status, the people chapter him, ba'avel him, they do wrong things to him, he's never makbid on that. Therefore, he gets a special pass. He gets to live on further. The Mara says further that apostle with the same type of idea. It's a fatty tail, but there's a thorn in it. What does it mean? It works only for the sheiris. It only works for the remnants of the nachla, not for all the nachla. Meaning, only to a person that mamish makes himself like a garnish. He's he gets whether it's embarrassed or whether it's disparaged, he doesn't answer back. That's the person. Persona makes himself like Shemayim. For him, this power of Mavra Midas works to save him from punishments in Shemayim. Afuna Rami Funa Sister Ksiv Tali bends back to Akash Baruch Hu, the way Akash Baruch Hu judges the world, where we've introduced through Beis Hillel this idea of Mate Klape Chesed. There's a Chesed element, but also we have a clear psukim which describe Din, strict judgment. Which one is it? So we have an Ashrei every day. Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachav, uchsev chasam chamasam, chasam mashma with chesed. Tzadik is mashma with tzidkas, righteousness, whatever is just. Which one is it? Says Mar B'chila, tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with the world, it was started with just, it was whatever is deserving, lipsayif, chasam, when he realized the world can't last that way, he switched it to chesed. Avilazar, remember, Avilazar, stir, uchsev, l'cha Hashem chesed, yet uchsev kiata seshalam l'shkimaseyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay back kimaseyo, like a person's actions, tit for tat, or and which is mashma that no avera is overlooked, or is it chesed over there? It says more again, patchila ket hasham kamaseo ulipsayif l'cha Hashem chesed. A third such type of question answer. Ilfi v'amila ilfa. Ilfa again, second time in 2 days referencing yesterday with the kesel ru'ua, which we referenced Rabbi Yechanan, who we quoted, and ilfa sat outside the kesel ru'ua, the best medrash. Here we have again, either ilfi or ilfa, he asked the following steer, Ksivrab Chesed, Ksivamis. This is in the Yigam Midas, and this is actually segueing to a conversation about the Yigam Midas. That the set of Yigam Midas, Rav Chesed, Ve'emes, Emes is Mashba, strict, exacting. Rav Chesed's Mashba, like we said before, clapping to Chesed, where this Rachmanis says, Gemara Batchil of Emes, but say Rav Chesed gets interesting because Rav Chesed, the words come before of Emes in the Pesukim there, but okay, initially it was Emes, eventually Rav Chesed. These are both Shemas in the Yigam Midas that we do discuss. Says the Mar Yavashem, upon the Yikra, Kosh Baruch Hu passed in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he called out, Amar Beichanan, famous Gemara, in Molamaker Kosov Yavashem, if not for the Pasuk saying this explicitly, it wasn't clear in the Torah, we wouldn't ever be able to describe what was going on there. Yavashem, we couldn't say what was going on there because this is what happens. Molamaker Kosh Baruch Hu, he
wrapped himself in a talus like a shliach tzibur, verily the Moshe said the tefillah, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu, here is what you do when you're in a tough situation, you do the Yigal Midas. Ar Malay calls man, she Yisrael chaitim, yesh yasu lefanei kaseidu hazeh, v'ani meichalem, whenever guys saw this avera, do the seder, and I will forgive. The Gemara discusses, that's not necessarily going to mean you get the exactly full forgiveness what you want, but you won't go empty handed, that's going to be clear for the Gemara. Hashem, Hashem. What does it mean, Hashem, Hashem? Ani, who, by the way, this discussion, we're saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu, not for the fact that we have the Pesukim, we're going to say this, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachu, put on a talus and demonstrate like Tziyatim in front of the Meisha. The question is one Taka allowed to say, you're going to need this Biyachin? And the Pashas is, one of the rights to make is from Agamara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu got up like a Shliach Tzibur, Dafka B'Tzibur, because you're going to need this, you can't say Biyachin. The Pesukim can say, there is a simple Eitzah, the Eitzah is, just like you can lean anything in the Torah with a trap, you're going to need this, of course, a Pesukim in Pashas Kisisa, so you can lean it with the trap, and that's fine. So it's just, but there's Tefillah, you got to say with the Tzibur. But there's Torah, the Torah leaning, you can say a biyachid, which is quite ironic, because if you remember in Brachos, we had almost an opposite idea. There's certain things that you're allowed to learn, you're not allowed to learn in a certain frame. It used to be, depends on which when it was, when we were there holding the Gezerah, Takaras Ezra, Tefillah's Keri, but certain things that you're allowed to learn, but you're not allowed to learn, I should say, but you were allowed to daven, Tefillah. And the Rabbeinu Yehuda explains that Kriya Shema in the morning, the reason why the mutter, even when you can't learn Torah, but perhaps there'd be as far to say it's mutter to say it in tefillah, is because the Torah is tefillah's mutter. It's almost opposite. Over there, tefillah's mutter, even though learning is usher, here we're saying that the Yigam Amid, the Torah's tefillah, means the tzibur, whereas the Torah's learning could be biyachet. Different angles, but same type of distinction. Hashem, Hashem, Ani Ukaidim Shechat Adam, Hashem, Hashem, I am Hashem, before the chait the person does, Ani Ulachar Shechat Adam Yasa Tshuva. Before the chait and after the chait, it's the same, I'm Hashem again with him, I'm one with him, same Hashem, Avada, but I'm Hashem with him before the chait and even after the chait, and Pashas we learn that's two of the Yud Gimel Midas. Others want to say no, that Hashem, Hashem is only one, because it's just demonstrating that I can be the same with him after the chait as it was before, but it's still only one of the Shemas, and according to that Pshat, Neitzir Chesed La'alafim gets one of the two. We Pashas say Neitzir Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Chesed for many generations, 2,000 generations, that's one. This, if you hold Hashem, Hashem is one, not two. So Neitzir Chesed is one, and Alafim is a second separate one to make up for the missed one. Kel Racham Chanam Ravida Bris Kusul Sheshes Midas is a bris, but the Sheshes Midas we just referenced before. She'ena Chazeres Reikam. There's a bris, a person will not go back empty-handed. Does that mean he's going to get fully whatever he wants? Does he get full kabar? Maybe not, but empty-handed, he will not go out. I'm Rabbi Echelon. Gedele Tshuva Shemekaris, Gzara Dina Shodam. Tshuva is amazing. This memory is going to take us all the way to the end of today's daf, into tomorrow's daf, just focusing on this memory, very basic, simple memory. Tshuva is amazing, that it could rip up the Gzara Dina of a person. So a person has Gzara Dina, because Tshuva could rip up the Gzara Dina. When you see this, it rips the Gzara Dina. Shenemar, Hashem, Ashmein, Lev, Am, Azeh, V'aznav, Hachbein, Vein of Hashaya, Penir, Vein of Azna, Vishma, Uvava Yavin, Vishav Rafalai. We see Vishav Rafalai, that there's always a chance to be healed from the Avera, even after there's already been a decree, he could be healed. That's the Tshuva. Amalei Papa La Abaye, the Dilma Fe Gzardin. So Rav Papa asked Abaye on this, again, the members of Bechlan. But he asked the question, maybe he means before Gzardin. Before the Gzardin, then he could be saved. But once he's ready, Gzardin, maybe not. Amalei Verafalai Ksiv, Ezav Shisar Kafua, Havim Gzardin. The Lush of Rafalai means it needs to be healed. Healed means ready sick. Ready sick means ready Gzardin. And therefore, it's mashma. Even after the Gzardin, there could be a saving. So, Yechonon is saying that one could be saved through tshuva even after the Gzardin. The Gemara is going to qualify it right away. Meisvik, because they asked a kasha on the Yechonon. Remember, this is the second kasha. Rav Papa was the first. Now we have a second kasha. Hashav ben Tayim, we spoke about it in Yom Kippur. One who does tshuva, meichonon. Leisha ben Tayim, afil hevi kol el nevei shabaylam, e meichonon. So, we didn't have this member before, but we're just this elaboration of what we touched on before, that one who is a Beinoni, who didn't get psak on Rashana, if he does tshuva between Rashana and Yom Kippur, great. He's okay. If he didn't, even if he brings all the Nevi'is, just represents the most beautiful Elam, even if he brings all the most beautiful Elam as Karbanos, once he knew the Tshuva by Yom Kippur, and his Gepaskin, Gzar Din, for no good, all those Elam are not going to reverse the Din. According to Rabbi Yechonon, Tshuva can reverse the Din. So why are you telling me, if you even bring all the alien advice, won't reverse the Din? Like Kasha, big aside, and this is saying he's going to take us again to the rest of the Daf. Habiyach Rabbi Tzibur. We're going to qualify there. Rabbi Yechonon was saying his Din, Daf by Tzibur. The price of it is talking about a Yachid. Yachid cannot taka, once his decree is decreed, he can't get his decree undone. A Tzibur can get a decree undone. So yes, that price which says that he can't bring, even if you bring all the Nevias, the alien advice, after the Gzar Din, he can't reverse it, it's talking about a Yachid. Rabbi Yechonon's memory, he didn't say this, but he meant about a Tzibur. Meisvei, Nach Kasha, and we'll have the same answer. Ene, actually, we'll have a different answer for this one. Ene, Hashem Lekechaba. This is actually possibly quoted yesterday. We quoted, maybe even referenced it. in the beginning of today, it was Rabbi Yitzchak's memra. That person makes himself poor in the beginning of the year, means he Mereshis Hashanah, Barach Hashanah, the word Mereshis is written without the Aleph. So it means like Merash, the one who makes himself poor, pours himself out to Hashem Baruch in the beginning of the year, he'll have a great Achmas of the year. That was the Darsh we Darsh yesterday. So for that same Pasuk, we Darsh in more. The Pasuk says, Enei Hashem Lekecha Ba, Mereshis Hashanah, Arach Hashanah, that's the Pasuk. So what does it mean? Itam Taiva, Itam Ra. Hashem Baruch's eyes are on the land. From the beginning to the end of the year, sometimes it's for good, sometimes for bad. Explains the Gemara. Ethan would advocate someone, Akash Baruch's eyes on the land for good. Harry Shah Yusuf, Hashem Gemur, Mershana, let's see Kaisro, whenever Hashem Gemur, Mershana, Ubasa, Hashem Gemur, and the Psak for them was only little rains for that year. Lusayf Chazbar, and then they did Tshuva. Lysif, during the year. Haysif Alayim, you have to add more rain, you can't. You can't do Tshuva, you can't add more rain during the year, even if they did Tshuva, because the Ksarajim was given. And now we're talking about Kaisro as a whole, so the answer that we just referenced a minute ago of Tzibar Nachin will not help us over here. Okay, let's fill in the afshar. Shekar nechzuk zera. El Kadosh Baruch Hu marid the mizbanim al karet al aretz hatzrich lehem. El Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the rain that the minimal rain that was decreed, and he makes sure to put it at the most opportune time in the most requisite places. So he make the most of the rain. Al aretz rich lehem. Hakol fi aretz, everything based on the particular land. What's the other way? Eat the Torah. Sometimes the ein hashem gach habam meir shesan al chashana means even though there's a gemara psak din a gemara din earlier in the year, El Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are on it throughout the year. What if Nebuchadnezzar goes the other way? How so? How is it l'ra? Ketzad, Harishu Yisrael, Tzadikim Gemur, Kaisel, Tzadikim Gemur, Mershon, Gevaldig, Paschal Lehem, Gisham Ben Reuben, and the Pesach must have a lot of rain, and they know what happens afterwards, the Seif Chaz Bram, afterwards the people were chaser, and they started acting, misbehaving, during the year. L'fach Chaz Bram, Yefshar, Kosh Baruch can't take away from the Gzeira of the abundance of rain, because that already was granted. Shkanezu Gzeira, Ella, HaKosh Baruch Hamarid, Nishab Esman, Al-Aris, Shaina, Tzvichal, Kosh Baruch will put them in negative times and in places which don't need the rain, which is not so useful. So even though the rain over there was abundant, it was clear to be abundant because the Israel soiled in their ways, the Akash Baruch is going to make the rain, that same amount of rain be less useful. The point is, what do we see? Why are we saying that Akash Baruch can't add to the rain and therefore he's got to make whatever rain there is, make it count? Just add to the rain because the Zardin, especially of the tzibur, we're saying, could be torn up with tshuva. We're talking about doing good mice throughout the year. That means they did tshuva. So what's going on over here? Answer the more simple teretz. Shiny hasam to efshe b'achi. Over there, it's possible. Meaning, there's another eitzah. Since there's an eitzah within the confines of the gzeira, there's no need to rip up the gzeira. Yes, kai said the tshuva. And because of the tshuva, they're meriting to have the gzeira have the least effect on them as possible. The Akash Baruch is going to, so to speak, come up with a way, a creative way, that the gzeira won't really detrimentally affect them too much. So therefore, that's a good enough solution. And a chanami, if there'd be no eitzah to do that, then you would rip up the gzeira. As according to Berachim, the gzeira of a rabbim is ripped up with the tshuva. Let's see at least one more, either one or two more, just takes the right to Bab Muhammad. Tashima, Yerdei Hayam Banam. Those who go down to the sea in the ships, the Mayim Rabim, the big waters, they spoke about the stormy winds, the heavy waves that lifted them up, and they're full of fear because they see what's going on over there. They're like a drunk person. They cry to Hashem in their tsar, and He saves them. They make a sign. The Akash Baruch Hu. If one looks at the Pesukim in Tillim, he'll see the sign in the Pesukim. Ba'achim Barakash B'Teira Lemelcha Saku Kaidin Gazar Din Nenin. Only if they cry before the Gazar Din, they answer. So if they wait till it's too late after the Gazar Din, Einan is speaking say. If we wait till it's too late after the Gazar Din, then we won't be answered. Now over here, the assumption is we're talking about a group of people. Since a group of people, even if they cry after the Gazar Din, should be able to undo it because it's Rabim. Says Gemara, that's not called Rabim. Hani Kichin Dami. The seafarers are Yechidim. The seafarers are Yechidim. The count is Yechidim because they're not the Rabim. There's a bunch of seafarers, but they're not a Rabim. They're not the Rabim. Actually, one of the Chachamim explains even Tifer. They all are davening about themselves. We're talking about people that still care about themselves. Could be how they all cared about each other in the tefillahs. Then that'll be called a rabbi. You don't need rabbi of Gans Klal Yisrael. That could also be called rabbi. Perhaps it's when they care about themselves only, they're still considered the yechidim because they're only into themselves. Last Gemara, Tashema. Sheila Bluya Geiris, the strong meal. Bluya, the great gate, the Geiris, she has strong meal. This Gemara, we had a bracha, the same as that Kasha with a different answer. That Keteris says, Akash Baruch doesn't show favoritism. Yet it says, Hashem should show favor. We say this in Brichas Kanim. Hashem should show Yisa Hashem Paravilecha. How do we nitfil? So how do we answer the question? How do we answer the stira? Nitfil la Rabbi Yisya Kayin. Amal Hamshach Mashma Adav Daimer. Ladam Shereis Bechavir Mana. A person who lent his friend a mana. The Kavli is Mana Fei Amel. And in front of the king, they establish a time that the debt has to be paid. Finish Bechai Mel. And the borrower swore by the life of the king, so to speak, it's an honor to the king, to swear the way, that he's going to pay back by the state. He gives Mana Vele Parah. He reached the time he didn't pay back. Balafai Sam Mel. So the guy right away, the borrower went to appease the king that he didn't mean to disrespect the king. Va'amar Loi, the king says, says to him, El Baini Machalach, my elbow, my embarrassment? You blew it on my name? No problem. However, Lech Pais is Chaver, so you have to go and advise your friend. Hachanami, Kamavir Shabin, and Makam, Kamavir Shabin, and Chaver. So, Rabbi says that when it says, Hashem won't show favoritism, that's talking about Shabin, Adam, and Chaver. Ben Adam, Makam, Akash, Makam, show favoritism, and give Michael. Ben Adam, Chaver, that a person's going to get Achirat Chaver, he's got to get the reach of Chaver, and therefore, Zoe is upon him, that Akash, Makam, doesn't show any favor in that scenario. That is Rabbi's answer. That's not the one we need for our question. Achir, Rabbi Kivi, here's what we need. The Lehman, we'll stop with this. Rabbi Kivi came and he taught, top of Yechasim Alef. Kan koydin gzardin, kan ach gzardin. Hashem shows favor, and he is meichel averus with easier hand before gzardin. After gzardin, it's too late. So let's hurry back to the question. Koyta beichlan, even after gzardin, is looking to tshuva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be able to show favoritism. He should be able to uproot the decree. Once says tshuva, koyta beichlan, gives the more the same answer as we had earlier. Hachanam biyachin. And Agami, this tshuva biyachin. Biyachin and stafka told the gzera, is there yis upon him? After gzera, is no yis upon him? But tzibur, even after gzera, could have yis upon him. Before we're going to leave the next word for tomorrow, but just one point. What is the more in Brachas answer to this very same question? Famous, we said that Akash Baruch Hu says, I told them, Kaisel, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. Only when you eat to your stomach, to your satiated, should you bench. And Kaisel eats a kazayas and benches. How could I not show them favor? You don't show favor, Akash Baruch Hu, to mankind in general, because they don't go to Fim Shuzadin. But Kaisel goes to Fim Shuzadin, they merit for me to show favor. That's the more answer. Brachas, totally different than Agamar here. But again, not relevant for our purposes, just to quote the answer for the Mar. They have a wonderful.